As we look at Genesis chapter 1 up to 2:4, the end of that creation week is the Sabbath, the Shabbat. It was on that day that the Lord rested from all of his work. And this is like a climax, encouraging the Israelites to rest on that seventh day, recognizing the Lord, Yahweh, Elohim, as their creator. It is significant that in the New Testament, we keep the first day after Sabbath as Christians because we believe a new creation was brought into being in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so in Acts 20, for example, they met and broke bread on the first day of the week. And that becomes the new day of celebration of the new creation in the resurrection. I do believe, however, that in the seven-day cycle, that one day in seven ought to be a day of rest. It does not necessarily have to be on the sixth day. It could be on, let's say, a Monday or a Wednesday. But there should be one day in seven when I believe we simply rest. The word Shabbat means to cease, and it had to do with the Lord ceasing his work of creation. And so we are to cease for one day our ordinary work in order to recapture our strength again. I believe it's built into the cycle of life and the cycle of every week. It is interesting in Exodus chapter 31, in speaking of the Sabbath, it says in verse 17 that it shall be a sign between me and between the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested. And then the Hebrew reads, Vayinafesh, literally, and he was resold, from the word nefesh, meaning soul, and the verb meaning to regain one's soul. And so we might even say that God got his soul back, or he got his breath back, idiomatically speaking. And it is significant that many have said, especially the rabbis have said, if God had to be resold or get his soul back on the Sabbath, how much more do we need to have one day in seven, I believe, when we get our soul back? The Sabbath, then, can be like an oasis in time. In the busyness of this world, sometimes one can feel like being in a desert, and one needs an oasis where one can go and rest for one day in time. And as we look at this great truth, we then see a further explication of the Sabbath in Hebrews chapter 4, in which the writer of Hebrews applies it spiritually to the finished work of Christ and is encouraging his readers to enter into that Sabbath, ceasing from one's own works and resting in his finished work, not going back to a work system, but going on in the rest of Christ and what he's accomplished for us. The writer of Hebrews says this in verse 9 and following, therefore there remains a Sabbath for the people of God, and the one who has entered into his rest, even as he has ceased from his works, also or ceases from his works, just as God has from his own works. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter into that rest. The writer of Hebrews is encouraging his readers to enter into the finished work of Christ and not return to any legalistic type of works, but rest in his completed sacrifice and work. And I believe today we need to enter into that spiritual rest as well as regaining our souls, one day in seven, so that we can be resold, so to speak, and go on in serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.